Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome to May Day. Another day in May.
I was going to say the last Tuesday in May, but it is not
yet.
That's next week. And if you're curious, the book we're talking about, I'll hit it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is Alone with You in the Ether. A popular TikTok book.
It is popular.
Yep.
So if you haven't read it, get those books ready.
Yep. You have a week.
Start reading.
But this week's episode is about summer travel.
Destinations, wish list, not wish list, everything that has to do with travel. Because summer is right around the corner.
Do you have summer plans to travel?
Nope. No plans.
Me neither. Well, actually, I guess I do, but only in August.
Do tell. Is that summer? Oh, yeah.
My friend and I were going to the, it's called Hinterlands, and it's, like, a music festival. A small one, but, like, indie, and that's in Iowa.
Wow!
I think. That's the first weekend of August. We haven't booked anything.
For a second, I forgot Iowa was a state. And I was going to say, you mean Idaho?
Well, actually, it's funny because I thought it was in Idaho. And I thought, oh, that's close, you know, because Idaho is just, like, a state away, technically.
Yeah.
But Iowa is much further away. And so I was like, oh. And apparently, there's no direct flights to Iowa. And I was like,
are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. Why? How do people live there and get out?
Well, I mean, in? you take, like, you know, two flights sort of thing. But for me, I would prefer to just, like, immediately go there, you know? Mm-hmm. No layover. And yet, that is not an option. So, fun fact.
I don't think I know anyone from Iowa. Sometimes you just forget things exist, and Iowa was one of them. So I'm sorry if any of our listeners are from Iowa that I forgot your state.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy state to forget.
What city is in Iowa?
Des Moines.
Ah,
and yes. I only know that because that's where we're going. So anyways, that's what I have planned.
That is so exciting. I am excited for you.
Me too, I'm excited. I mean, thank you.
Even though I'm not going anywhere this summer.
Yet that you know of.
Yet that I know of, sometimes there are those surprise trips. There are a few trips that I do wish to go to.
Okay, I'd like to
hear
that.
Summer wish list.
Okay.
Okay, so my first one is Canada. Because I heard Canada is really beautiful. And you may be wondering, where in Canada?
That is what I was wondering.
So, my friend has been to this place called Victoria. Have you been there? Oh, wow! Is it beautiful?
Yes.
Said it was beautiful.
I think we went there because, like, we went on a cruise, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the stops. Maybe not, but continue.
Do you recommend it? Would you go back?
I would. Like... I would, yeah.
Okay. That's good. Now, I have two people.
What did they do there?
They said they went kayaking.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and they said it was beautiful. The luscious, beautiful greenery. The water rushing. It was a beautiful, natural... Oh, you know what? Speaking of natural, I also want to go to... I was going to say natural parks, but that's not a park. National parks.
Oh, yeah. When you said that, I was like, yeah, that's a thing.
On TikTok, they show that there's this national park in Montana called Glacier Park. And that is beautiful, too, because it has mountains and a nice lake for a beautiful picturesque... Instagram-worthy picture.
Okay, that sounds nice. On a separate note, I have two things to say about Montana.
Okay.
One, I saw a TikTok that Montana is, like, a lawless land.
Oh.
And something about, like, people who come to Montana, they don't understand that there's, like, specific places, I guess, that, like, you can't go/shouldn't go.
Oh my gosh, this kind of sounds scary.
Well, Yeah, it was interesting that I was like, wow, and it's something that you don't know as someone who like doesn't live in Montana, but they're like, you know, because we live here. Anyways, and second thing is that I saw this article today that said Montana is the first state to ban TikTok.
Interesting.
And I was like, wow. And then first of all, like, how do you ban an app? But then second, I thought, well, technically, my friend and I were just talking about like gambling. You know, like we get, especially like you know, playoff games and stuff like that you get a lot of like DraftKings ads. And I think gambling is illegal here in California. Like, why are you showing me this ad? You know? So then I guess in that case, it's an app. And so you have to turn your location on. And then based on that, they let you gamble or not. And so in the sense that TikTok, if you have your location on, it won't. I don't know, actually. Only people in Montana will know, and potentially other states, depending on how they rule, you know?
Yes. Well, that's kind of sad because I like those geo-targeted TikToks where they give you recommendations or local news when you're on TikTok. So, I guess I won't be using TikTok if I ever go to Montana or won't be able
That's
to.
true. If you go to Glacier Park, you won't be able to go on TikTok, potentially. Like, does the app just stop working when you're in Montana? No, right? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'll have to read up on that.
Yes, research and get back
Yeah,
to
I just
us.
saw the title of the article. You know, maybe it's got information in the actual article, which is what you would hope, but you know, I didn't actually read it.
I only look at the title too.
Yeah.
Oh,
So,
anyways.
do you have other places?
Well, I was going to bounce it to you and say, have you been to a lot of national parks?
No, I've been to Yosemite.
Oh, I've never been to Yosemite
Never?
ever in my life.
We should go. Do you want to go hiking? Well, yeah, it's funny because so I went with my like friends from college and we went to Yosemite and we were taking a picture on a bridge. And then so like it was above like a river, not very fast flowing. It was very slow and like not a lot of water. And then my friend's phone fell out of her pocket off the bridge into the river below, and everyone was looking over the side, and she goes running to try and like get it, and I was like, it's gone. Like if it was me, I would be like, well, and I have no reaction time for like anything. You know, it falls over, I'm like, oh man, you know? That's that, I guess. But she went running over, and then and one of our friends actually like he went into the river and got her phone. Like, and it's not, it wasn't like a simple, oh, like he just reached down and get it. He had to actually like dive into the river. Like it was standing, it's like he can stand in it, you know? But in the sense that it was like, it's like rocky and stuff, so it's like in between rocks, so he had to like go in there. And so, first of all, the water, cold. It's like glacier water, you know what I
Glacier
mean?
water.
So, like, he comes out. And he's like all pink because it's so cold, and he's like wet. And this is just the beginning of our like trip.
Hike.
Yeah. And I was just like, you're such a good friend, because I would never be like, I'm gonna get your phone for you, because I'm like, absolutely not am I getting in this water. Who can know? So I'm like, you're a great friend. And our phone like still worked.
Wow, that is a great friend.
Yeah. Couldn't be me.
Maybe he liked her, so he wanted to like be the knight in shining armor, dive into the river for her phone.
Yeah, can neither confirm nor deny his innermost feelings.
I agree with you. I would not jump into a water.
But would you really want someone to get your phone for you? Like, what is your reaction if your phone falls in the water? Because think it, like, you have so much on your phone.
That's true. I think that if it's dangerous, I wouldn't want them to jump in. I do think since you said you could stand in the water, then I was like, oh, okay, like that's not that bad. But at
Yeah.
first, when you said river, I thought
Yeah.
like 6 feet of water. It's like flowing underneath you. I'm like, wow, that's dangerous. I wouldn't want them to jump in. And there's no way you can either throw a phone in that.
Yeah. But would you try and get it yourself?
No.
Even though it was like a slow-moving river?
Oh.
You wouldn't think, maybe I could get it.
No. My brain would be like, ah, it's gone. Plus, it's wet. Anyways, you probably lost everything.
No, but she said her phone worked.
Wow. Well, I still...
We'll have to test it. Toss the baby's phone into the river. The real question is, would your boyfriend get your phone for you? What are your thoughts?
Let me try to imagine the scenario. No, I don't think you would.
It's not an immediate reaction.
Is it a problem that it's not an immediate reaction, though?
No, because I could never put myself in the mindset of someone who is an action type.
Yeah.
I wish I could, but I think about that all the time, and I understand, like, if you have kids, potentially you could become more of that person, but I just know, like, one time we had a party in our backyard, and we have a pool, and one of the kids was, like, tossing a lemon or something, and they fell into the pool, and immediately a parent runs in and dives to go get him, and I was like, had no reaction between him falling into the pool and the parent already diving in the pool. Like, it was so fast. And I was like, whoa.
I think that's different, though, because that actually happened to me one time. Not me falling in the pool. I jumped in for a child.
Wow.
Yes. So I have this baby cousin who is pretty wild child. And he just, like, likes to run. It was during the summer, so he likes to run at the edge of the pool, you know.
Yeah.
Right there, you know, living life on the edge.
Literally.
Almost. Yeah, and then he just, like, jumped in. And then everyone, you know, it's like a family gathering, so everyone's, like, doing their own thing. So I, like, see this, and I go straight for the child.
Wow. So you are a partially action, then.
Yes. Maybe it's just for kids, you know, life or death. Phone isn't really life or death. So I am when I need to be.
I don't think I ever am.
Maybe next time we'll put that to the test. I will jump in the wall. Ah, Haley, save me.
No, but it's like, even we were on our family trip in Europe and my grandpa was in a wheelchair. He was being pushed by my brother, and it's, like, it was, like, cobblestony roads, yeah. So, like, very unstable, and he's, like, on the sidewalk, and I sort of see the wheel, like, going towards the edge of the sidewalk, and my brother's just, like, powering him on, and I'm, like, oh my, first of all, I'm, like, watching my grandpa, and he's sitting in the chair, like, you know what I mean? And so I'm just kind of, like, watching it, and I thought, like, oh, you know, maybe, like, I was, like, oh, Nate, like, you're getting kind of close to the edge, but the other thing is that it could be trauma. I'm over here self-diagnosing, but, like, in the sense that if I told Nate, like, oh, you know, you're getting close to the edge, he would yell at me and be like, no, I'm not. However, he would probably correct, and then it wouldn't have happened, but then he went over the edge a little bit, and then the wheelchair started to tip, and I was like, oh, no. My cousin came running over to, like, grab the wheelchair and hold my grandpa up, and I was like, wow. I, like, saw it coming, and I didn't do a thing. And I think about that all the time. I'm such a bystander. And I'm like, I wish I could be better.
I think maybe it takes practice. You know, everything in your body is like a muscle. And then you gotta try to, like, train it. So from now on, when I see you, I'm just gonna start, like, doing things, like, a little slowly, like, towards the edge.
Okay.
Put my book a little too close to the table edge. And then as I'm doing the podcast, kind of like swing my arm close to it. And then you'll never know when I'll knock it over.
That book will fall to the ground. But you're right. I gotta just tell myself, just do it.
Yeah, I'm cheering for you.
Thanks.
I'm here.
One day. One I may day. Be an action person.
Yes. And so, yeah, Yosemite. I want to go to Yosemite as well. And Sequoia, for some reason in my head, I think Sequoia and Yosemite are the same thing.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't know Sequoia was like a national forest.
Maybe it's not.
I thought it was just a kind of tree, like Sequoia trees.
Imagine it not being a national forest, but that's okay because it's
Well, there's this like, I don't know what's a small business, I guess, that they sell crew neck sweaters of, like, embroidered national forests.
Ooh, I like those.
Oh, yeah, you've seen them? Yeah, I've seen them. They're really pretty.
Yeah. It is a national forest, I just
I never doubted you for a second.
Thank you. It's called Sequoia and Kings Canyon.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Is it in California?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't ask me where. Somewhere in there. And Yellowstone. I want to go to Yellowstone.
Where is that?
I think that's near Colorado. And Wyoming.
Oh, okay. I believe that. Wyoming mm-hmm. sounds right.
Yeah.
Colorado sounded incorrect. But it's probably Colorado, annoying me being wrong about
maybe
everything.
Wyoming is next to Colorado.
Yeah. Maybe it's, like, right there.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably pretty big, so maybe it spans both.
Right.
You know?
I heard they have wolves there, and I do like wolves.
Okay, don't pet them.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Oh, is that, like, the whole experiment or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they brought the something back. Wolves back? The one animal was almost towards extinction. They threw them in there. They came back.
Can't quite. Something about wolves, something about antelope.
And something about coming back.
Yeah, yeah. The whole ecosystem coming back.
Yeah, woo! Woo, woo, woo.
I want to go to Zion.
Yes!
Is that a national park?
Yes, it okay, is. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I think it'd be fun to go to all of them.
All the national parks?
Yeah. Is there one that you don't want to go to?
Well, probably because I don't know that they exist. Because I'm sure there's a lot of national parks. But they only have, like, certain famous national parks, like Zion, Yellowstone.
But, like, how yeah. many national parks can there be?
I'm gonna get... Oh, let's guess, and then let's look it up.
Okay, but now I don't want to be wrong.
It's okay to be wrong.
It's not okay to be wrong. You have to be right
don't
all the time.
Don't look it up right now. You have to guess first.
I don't want to guess.
Guess. I'll guess, and then you guess.
12.
Okay, I'm gonna guess 25. All right, let's see. National parks.
How many national parks are there? Apparently there are 424.
So apparently there are many parks that I don't know exist.
If I had said something like 300, would that have influenced your decision, or did you already kind of have 25 in your mind? Or did you say 25 because I said 12?
No, I actually, if you didn't say anything, I still would have said 25. Not even, I'm surprised there's so many.
Yeah, I understand now what you're saying. But this one says in the years, oh, maybe I should say in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, maybe try
oh,
that.
Oh, wait. No. Last time we looked up if New Jersey is the only state that, like, pumped self-serve gas stations.
Yeah.
And then it said, yeah, it's the only state, and then it wasn't the
yeah.
only state.
Yeah, double check. Okay.
Because this question says, why are there only 63 national parks?
And then another one says 400-something-something. But here, look, there's another question. Are there 59 or 60?
Oh, here, that's a good one. Are there 400 or 63?
Look, Wikipedia says 63. Congressionally designated.
So is there a difference between, like, a regular national park and then, like, a national park?
That's a good question. But 63 sounds doable.
That seems like so many.
Maybe just do the famous ones, then.
Yeah. But, I mean, are the famous ones not the 63 ones? But, yeah, I've been thinking about getting a, like, national park pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's the yearly thing, and then you can just go to all of them for free, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's a commitment.
Yeah, because Joshua Tree is a national park.
Oh, I had no idea.
I think.
That's cool.
Maybe it's not a national park.
But it's one of the 400.
Ooh, there's a printable list of 63 national parks. That's fun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in California. But yeah, because I want to say it's like $80. And if you go to a few, or one maybe multiple times.
That is correct. And we got one when we went to Zion. Like you said, to multiple times in the span that we were there. And then we're planning to go to Death Valley for our next national park. But then it just never happened, and then all of a sudden it was a year passed already.
Oh, no.
Then it was no more. So I think I definitely, if I do it again, I would plan it out more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I think it all the time that, like, Joshua Tree, for example, is really close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just go there for fun. but I never think, oh, yeah. You know, I think there are people who traveling on the weekends, for example, like taking a car ride is fine. I'm not one of those people. Like, I guess depending on how you grew up, but my parents, we never really went anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so thinking, like, I'm never like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drive 2 hours somewhere to have a nice little weekend thing. I never think that.
Yeah.
But there are people that do. They're like, yeah, you know, especially the whole thing about California is that, oh, you could be at the beach and then the mountains and then the forest or whatever. And I'm like, I would never think to even do that ever. I would never think, but I should. I would like to. I aspire.
Yes, aspire. Me too, though.
Okay, I know you're really busy, but we could potentially go on, like, a weekend trip somewhere.
Where would we go, though?
Okay, I can't come up with all of the ideas. You pick the place.
Because I want you to know that I'm not a big fan of camping. Are you a camper?
No.
Oh, excellent. I was afraid you might force me to go camping.
I like to have restrooms.
Oh, me too.
Versus, like, peeing in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, so potentially camping with a restroom, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Like, glamping.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I think it is fun. Like, we used to, you know, pitch our tent in the backyard mm-hmm. and then just sleep in it.
That's so cute. We would pitch our tent in the living room.
Nice. We've had similar experiences. The idea of camping seems fun. Like, I want to. But I also want to be clean.
Me too. So we're on the same page.
So maybe we will go camping.
With a restroom. A nice clean place.
I mean, when's the last time you went? Maybe you feel differently.
Oh, I've never been camping.
Oh, so maybe.
Sounds uncomfortable.
But maybe.
I'm sure there are other options other than camping.
But don't you want to try it once?
No.
No? Maybe.
On a scale of adventurous to not adventurous, I'm really, really close to not adventurous.
But don't you want to try everything at least once?
Nope, that's the difference between me and you.
That's so wild. But what if you love it? You know yourself pretty well.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. It's actually really funny because there are activities in general, just in life.
There are activities.
There are activities, period. And so, when I go, when I do things with my friend, there's this meter called the Amy meter, and it's like, too adventurous and safe. And so, whenever we do things, I always do, I check the meter in me, and then it's like, oh, I think, what was it the other time that we were thinking about something? I think they asked, like, oh, would you do skydiving? And I was like, no, that's too much. Or even, what's that thing where you hold on to that thing in the water?
Oh, like, wait, boarding?
Yeah, like water. water.
Like ski. Boat skiing. I don't. Wake surfing.
Yeah.
Wake surfing. I think that's what it's called.
Okay, yeah. That too scary. That's over the Amy meter and it gets vetoed. We do not do things that even remotely feel like I do not want to do it.
Mm-hmm. What's like something that you've done that was kind of teetering?
When I was younger, my family and I went, river rafting.
Ooh, that seems really fun.
It was all right. Recently, my dad asked me if I wanted to do it again, and I said no.
But you've experienced
it
once.
I've experienced it once.
And now you know.
There was this spider, because we kept running into the banks of the river, where there were, like, these trees hanging off, and then these spiders would come down, and I was going to jump out of the boat because I would rather be in that river than be in this boat full of spiders.
That does not sound great.
Yeah.
So you're traumatized.
Traumatized. Yeah. I feel like there was another experience. Maybe something to do with climbing that was scary. But I can't seem to remember. I block those everything out of my brain. I'm a very safe person. I like to be in my little shell like a turtle.
It's a fun fact that I never knew.
And so that's national parks within the United States, but what about outside of the United States? Do you have anywhere that you have on your wish list that you would want to go outside of the U.S.?
I want to go to London and Ireland and Japan.
Japan's a good one. I would go back to Japan.
Oh!
Yeah, my friend told me the other day, she had been to Spain for a trip, and then she said, I would not go back though. And I said,
Why?
oh, yes, why? And I guess she said that a lot of times when you tell people, oh, you wouldn't go back, people assume that you didn't have a good time. But it's more like, I feel like I've done everything and there is no need to return.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Because I've been to Japan, but I do want to go back to Japan. I think there's a lot that I've missed or would like to revisit. Have you been to Spain?
Yes.
Did you like, would you go back?
I would go back because we were just there for a day, and I don't think I saw everything. But also, the whole we know Spanish a little bit. And when I'm in Spain, I'm like, I would like to try out my Spanish, but at the same time, it seems very delicate, I think. Like, I don't want to be trying to speak Spanish to them, and they're like, what is this tourist trying to do? You know what I mean?
Is it more like you don't want to offend them?
Yeah. With my horrible Spanish.
Yeah, I think that too. Because sometimes I feel like there are two types of people. People who say, wow, that's good that you tried. I appreciate that. And then other people who might say, like, oh, you're butchering it.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? You think you know?
Especially because I sometimes I think it's easier just to speak Spanish with a white accent, versus trying to roll my R's. You know, where you're trying to seem authentic and you seem like a tryhard versus but that's how you speak it, or should I just take the easy way out and say it like a super white person?
So did you do that while you were there?
No, I didn't say any Spanish because I was
Oh,
scared. I
bummer.
know.
Do you still remember your Spanish?
Yeah?
I don't remember a lot. So I can't say anything to you.
So, do you have Spain on your wish list?
No.
No! Oh my gosh! That's a surprise.
Well, the Amy meter was flicked, I don't know, was because, so in college, some of my friends, not friends, classmates.
Okay.
I don't want to keep saying friend, you're like, wow, I mean, you've got a lot of friends. Went to, I think I told you this, went to Europe for study abroad. It was a time where I think they had free time off so they could go exploring to some tourist places. And my classmate was walking around, and all of a sudden he noticed he was being followed. And then he happened to turn, he made a mistake of turning into an empty, like, alley area while he was trying to casually walk really fast. And then he was cornered by these three guys, and they had, one guy had a knife and said, "Give me your money or your bag or something." And then he told me that he did something really stupid. That he did not give him the and he threw the bag at the face, and then like punched the other guy, and I guess the bad guys didn't expect him to fight back, because he just looked like a lonely tourist. And then he grabbed his bag and he sprinted while the people chased him, just like some action movie.
Wow.
And then he was able to find a place with the crowd and then blend in with the crowd.
Okay.
But he said he was so scared he had to change his pants afterwards.
That's fair. But that sounds like a successful experience to me.
Pickpocketers. Oh, that sounds so scary. So, I used to want to go. But from all the stories, I'm like, oh, maybe I don't want to go. And I'll just be happy going to my national park here in the United States.
But you still have to be careful in
Yeah,
national parks. You have
that's
to be careful
true.
everywhere.
That's true. This is supposed to be a fun episode. I'm telling about scary
That's such
things.
a crazy experience, though.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah,
He
man.
could have
No, I
died.
know. I was like, imagine if he died. Study abroad. It's crazy.
We went to go to Korea. I've never been to Korea, but I like BTS. And they have a museum there, too. Lots of BTS things.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Perhaps next year, we will go to Korea for my brother's graduation gift.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a very nice gift.
Maybe stop by Japan on the way.
Yeah. Visit all. What did you get for your graduation gift?
Oh, we went to Japan.
Oh, that is nice.
Yes. Wonderful place.
I can't believe your brother's going to graduate next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just thinking about it on the way here. I was thinking, what will he be like as an adult? Because to me, I just see him as a child. An 8-year-old child.
I think even after graduating, it takes a few years to become an adult more.
We'll see.
We will see.
We will see.
Should be interesting. Do you feel like an adult?
Mm-mm. No, I still feel 22, a child. I was telling Haley that I was interviewing someone today at my work. And when I looked at myself in the Zoom, I looked like I could be the one that was being interviewed. I'm like, so young. Yes, so I do still feel like a child. That's good, right? It's good to feel young and youthful with all these summer plans, summer trip destinations.
This is our summer dreams. We don't have any actual real plans. I don't know. Sometimes I think, like, traveling, sometimes I think it's not something I actually want to do. It's just something I've been told I should want to do.
Oh, yeah, me too. I totally get you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I know, right? Like, it's like, I do want to travel, but at the same time, like, do I?
Yes. Do you?
Yeah, like, what do people, like, I get that you see the sights and you see, like, the tourist mm-hmm. stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that's expected.
Mm-hmm. But also, like you said, sometimes just a nice day in your cozy home.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the beds are uncomfortable when you go somewhere. You wake up and you have a schedule because you gotta see the sights before you go home and you spent so much money to be there.
And it's stressful because you don't know what the situation is going to be like. Mm-hmm. And you're, like, out and about all day long doing all this new stuff. And you know what? Everyone is like, yeah, you need a vacation from your vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all for vacation from vacation.
It's a balance.
Yeah. I saw that there are two types of people in the world. The vacation people and the trip people.
Oh.
Like, you vacation or you something. I forgot. Like, one person likes to go to the sites where another person just likes to chill. And so they said that you have to be careful if you're going to a trip with friends. Because if both of you have different expectations of what the vacation is going to be like, it could be the end of your friendship.
That's true. Which one are you?
I'm the one that's, let's go! Keep going. Because, like I said, if we paid money to be there and we might not be in that place again.
Yeah.
Then, let's get moving. But I do think it's different if it's local. Within a 50-mile radius, like, you could come back. Then that's a different story, I think. What about you?
I guess it probably just depends on who I'm with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you meld?
Yeah. Because if you're with someone who's gonna see the sights, you're like, okay, I'm gonna see the sights.
Mm.
Versus if you're with someone who, like, that's the thing, I'm not really a planner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if it's just me having to plan it, like, if I'm with a friend who's not really a planner,
mm-hmm.
then, like, probably nothing is really going to happen. You know, maybe one thing a day or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Versus if I'm going with someone who's a planner, then obviously the plans are set. You know, and I'm like, all right.
Are a lot of your friends planners? How do you feel about, like, is it a good balance?
I think you're my only planner friend.
Oh, yeah. Let me try to think. Do I have any other planner friends? I think no one is extreme as I am. I know. Well, that's good then. I will balance someone else out. Haley, I balance you out.
Mm-hmm.
Separately, while we were talking, another idea popped in my head that I also want to go to New Zealand because I think that's where they shot the Lord of the Rings films. And I heard it's beautiful out there. But it's very far away.
I've been to New Zealand.
You have? Wow, I'm learning so much about you.
My mom has a friend who lived in New Zealand. I want to say she lives in Louisiana now, but maybe she moved back to New Zealand. But we went there when I was a kid. And I don't know if you remember, like, if you ever had to do the Flat Stanley project when you were in elementary school. Yeah, I did my project, like, he was in New Zealand. Flat Stanley goes to New Zealand. Yeah, it was really, really nice there. And it's, like, really, really green. And theoretically, they speak English, but their accents are very, very hard to
Oh,
understand.
really? What do they usually speak? Is that a language? Is New Zealand a language?
I mean, they might have their own language, but like they speak English. Like
Oh.
Australia. You know,
Oh.
Australians have an accent.
Yeah, I don't get out much, so it's good to know. Mentally preparing myself now. Montana, no TikTok. New Zealand, accent English. English accents. English with an accent. Not English accent.
There's a lot of countries.
Yes, there are. Oh, wait, another one. They just keep coming to me at random times. You know the ones where it's like the Caribbean, but there's houses in the water,
Yes.
and it's supposed to be paradise?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to go there.
That does seem really nice. See, that's like a
That's, yeah,
vacation.
that's a chill
Yeah,
for
chill
me.
vacation. Just chill. I know, I want to see, you know, the water. Like, you recently went to Hawaii. The different waters. I only know the Pacific Ocean.
But Hawaii was also the Pacific Ocean, but a different area of the Pacific Ocean. Is that what you mean? Like different areas of the ocean? Or you
Yeah,
want
or
to see the
like the
Atlantic
Caribbean
Ocean?
Sea, for example. Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other seas.
Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, the Mediterranean Sea, the Red Sea, the Dead Sea. I think that's all I got. The Nile River. Yes. That is my wish list. Now you have it all.
Great. Until you remember other things that also go on the list. I'm
That's all I
surprised you don't have
got.
a list on your phone of places that you want to go.
Yeah, so maybe it kind of ties into what you said. Or do I really want to go to these places?
It seems like you want to go to these places.
I think perhaps I think of it, but it's never been to the point where I will drop everything and let's just go to the place. I'm like, oh, well, if the opportunity arises, I will go.
What is the opportunity, though? Is it not planning a trip is like the opportunity?
Maybe it's like, oh, look, I have a lot of vacation hours that all of a sudden stacked up. Opportunity.
The opportunity is the accumulation of vacation hours. I got you, I got you.
Don't want to lose those vacation hours.
Those are necessary.
Yes. Okay, that sounds cool.
So, not a lot of plans during this summer, but ideally in summers slash
Futures.
holidays, there will be trips.
Yes. Someday.
Yes, maybe.
Someday soon.
And so, like we said at the beginning of this episode,
Summer trips.
I was gonna say, alone with the ether,
Oh.
next episode,
Yes.
reiterating.
Reiterating. Well, let's wrap this episode up with our favorite songs. Not always favorites, but songs we recommend. Perhaps since I messed up last time, I'll do a song that's on theme.
A summer
That feels
song?
like a vacation.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it?
It might be an old song, though.
That's
I don't
okay.
remember when this came out. It's called My Stupid Heart by Walk Off the Earth featuring Lov.
Okay.
It's very upbeat. I feel like it'd be something you would listen to on a nice road trip.
In that case, okay.
Okay,
This is
ready.
not really a road trip song, but it's a song that's poppy, and it's what
Okay.
I'm choosing because
Okay.
I just saw my playlist and I was like, oh yeah, that's a really good song.
All right, let's hear it.
20 in a Chevy by Cole Swindell. It's country. It's really good.
20 and a Chevy. Is it the number 20?
In. Wait.
20. Yeah. There we go. No wonder it wasn't popping up for me. Excellent. Thank you for sharing the wonderful song. And it has Chevy in it, so how could it not be a road trip song?
Because it's a love song.
and loved his dog pulling on road trips.
Sad. Okay, well.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Read the book.